Weighing the heart, the whispers, judgment, Kael Varn stepped into the dimly lit chambers of House Phelan, his eyes adjusting to the flickering candles that lined the walls. The air was heavy with the scent of sandalwood and sweat. He had been summoned by the Master Curator himself, for reasons unknown. As he entered the main hall, Kael spotted the figures huddled around a low table: Vexar Thorn, Knight of the Black Rose Order, Aaron Valen, Scion of House Valen, and a hooded figure that turned out to be a curator in training. They looked up as he approached. "The weight of one's actions can be crushing," Vexar said, eyes locked on Kael. "We require your expertise, Whisperer. A delicate balance must be restored." Kael took a seat beside Aaron, his fingers drumming against the armrest in anticipation. The hooded figure leaned back, a mask of calm that spoke volumes about their own personal demons. The Master Curator entered the room, a scroll held tight to his chest. "This concerns House Valen's Eastern Holdings," he began. "The people are discontent, whispering of favoritism and injustice. We require a subtle correction, lest the threads of loyalty begin to fray." Vexar handed Kael a small pouch containing 2 silver tokens. "Infiltrate the Ashen Roads Festival tonight, locate the focal point of unrest," and Kael nodded, the weight of his task settling within him like lead. He had heard tales of the festival's grandeur, the masked dancers, the lavish food, and the hushed games of chance played under the starlight. Tonight, those same festivities would become a backdrop for the Whisperer's subtle correction. As he made his way through the crowded streets, the air grew thick with incense and perfume. Kael blended into the sea of faces, his eyes scanning for any sign of trouble. He spotted Aaron Valen leading a group of courtiers to the Grand Pavilion, where they would be auctioning off rare silks from the eastern provinces. A flicker of unease danced across Kael's skin as he recognized the hooded figure standing near the entrance, his own curator, Lyra, who flashed him a look that said, "Be careful." The Whisperer wove through the throng, reaching the food stalls just as a heated debate erupted between a pair of traders and a dissatisfied customer. A silver token slipped into Kael's palm as he sidled up to a vendor, the conversation flowing effortlessly as he sampled a local delicacy. A whispered promise of justice had been made, with consequences tied to the outcome. The tokens would serve as payment or recompense depending on the result. The night air clung to Kael like a shroud, heavy with the scent of roasting meats and sweat. He wandered through the festival, feigning interest in the wares on display as he searched for any sign of trouble. A group of performers caught his eye, masked dancers, their movements fluid and precise, weaving a mesmerizing pattern across the pavilion floor. Kael watched for a moment, entranced by the rhythmic beat of the music. A gentle nudge from behind broke the spell, and he turned to find Lyra's curator standing beside him, her features hidden behind a hood. "Kael," she said, her voice barely audible over the din of the festival. Her gaze swept the crowd, lingering on Aaron Valen for a moment before returning to Kael. "You know why you're here, don't you?" The question hung between them like a challenge. He nodded, his eyes scanning the crowd once more, searching for any sign of the focal point of unrest. A subtle movement caught his attention, a figure slipping away from the main throng into the shadows near the riverbank. Kael excused himself, weaving through the crowds as Lyra fell in step beside him. The festive algors seemed to part around them, their faces indistinct behind masks and hoods. The moon cast an eerie glow over the river, illuminating a makeshift stage where jugglers and acrobats performed for a small crowd. Kael's quarry stood at the edge of the gathering, a hood upturned, scanning the surrounding area as if searching for something or someone. A young woman, her features delicate and pale in the moonlight, with eyes that seemed to hold a world of pain. "Who is she?" Kael asked, his voice barely above a whisper, as he watched the woman's gaze flicker towards Lyra before settling back on him. For an instant, their eyes locked, and Kael felt the weight of her emotions crash against him: fear, desperation, and a deep-seated hope. "This is all Thea," Lyra said, her voice equally hushed. "A weaver, brought to the festival by her family as part of a trade arrangement. The word hung in the air, heavy with unspoken meaning, as Lyra's eyes never left Althea. Kale's eyes never left Althea as he took a step forward, his hand extended in a gesture of calm. Lyra's grip on his arm tightened, a subtle warning to proceed with caution. The crowd around them seemed to be holding its collective breath, sensing the undercurrents of tension. Althea's gaze flickered towards Kale's outstretched hand, and for an instant her features softened as if searching for solace in the simple gesture. Then, like a tightly wound spring released, she turned on her heel and vanished into the shadows behind the makeshift stage. Lyra followed without hesitation, her movements fluid despite the restrictive folds of her robes. Kale's eyes narrowed, his heart quickening with anticipation. He followed them, weaving through the crowd with an air of nonchalance that belied his growing unease. The moonlit path along the riverbank led him into a narrow alleyway, where Lyra and Althea had ducked behind a stack of crates. A faint whispering echoed from within the shadows, the soft words barely audible over the distant music. "Kale, be careful." Lyra's voice was low, urgent as she pushed aside the hood that partially hid her face. "This is not what it seems." Her eyes darted towards Althea, who stood with her back against a crate, her features etched in stark relief by the faint moonlight. Althea took a tentative step forward, her hands extended in a gesture of supplication. "Please, you have to help me. I don't know what's happening, but I need someone who can understand." Her voice cracked on the final word, and Lyra's expression softened, as if witnessing a crack in a well-weathered facade. Kale felt a shiver run down his spine, a flicker of connection sparking within him. He took another step forward, his eyes locked on Althea's. "What do you need?" he asked, his voice low and measured, as if the stakes were quietly escalating into something more complex. Althea's eyes darted towards Lyra, who inclined her head ever so slightly, a silent signal that allowed Kale to continue. "The family I'm with, they're not what they seem," Althea said, her voice barely above a whisper. "I've seen things that can't be explained, and they're happening faster than I can comprehend." Her words spilled out in a rush, like water bursting from a dam. "They've been using me, I think, for some sort of experiment or ritual." Kale's grip on his pouch tightened, the silver tokens weighing heavier now as he considered Althea's words. He glanced at Lyra, who watched him with an unreadable expression, her eyes narrowed against the moonlight. "What kind of things?" he asked Althea, his tone cautious, yet his mind racing ahead. Althea's gaze faltered, and for a moment, Kale thought she might collapse under the weight of her own fears. Lyra reached out, her hand closing around Althea's wrist in a gentle restraint. "She's been showing gifts," Lyra explained, her voice still hushed, though with an undercurrent of quiet urgency. "The ability to see through veils or some sort of pattern, but at a cost that's yet unknown." Kale's mind worked the information like a puzzle. "Gifts? Veils? A cost?" He turned his attention back to Althea, who stood frozen, her eyes wide with a mix of fear and pleading. "What do you mean?" he asked, his voice low, probing for a crack in the facade. The music from the festival had grown distant now, replaced by an unspoken understanding that this conversation could only continue in hushed tones. Althea's lips parted as if to speak, but Lyra's grip on her wrist tightened further. "I think," Lyra said, her voice steady, yet with a thread of warning, "that Althea's been touched by the Order's other hand." Her gaze flicked towards Kale, her eyes locked on his, as if sharing a weighty secret. The words hung between them like a challenge. What did she mean by the other hand? Kale's thoughts spun with possibilities, the whispered rumors of dark dealings within the Order, and Lyra's own ambiguous role in it all. He glanced at Althea, who stood trembling, her eyes fixed on him as if willing him to understand, to intervene. His mind racing, Kale made a decision. "I'll help you," he said, his voice low, steady. "But I need to know what's happening." As he spoke, Lyra's grip on Althea's wrist relaxed and the young weaver's shoulders sagged in a mix of relief and exhaustion. Kale's eyes lingered on her, searching for any sign of deception, but her gaze met his with an unshakable sincerity. He turned to Lyra, his voice low and cautious. The other hand? What do you mean by that? The question hung between them, weighted with implications he couldn't quite grasp. Lyra's expression was a mask of neutrality, yet her eyes betrayed a flicker of unease. Some initiates within the Order have made pacts with entities beyond our ken, she said, her voice barely above a whisper. Entities that grant power, but at a cost we're not entirely certain of. The words dripped with a subtle hesitation, as if Lyra weighed her next step carefully. Kale's mind whirled with the implications dark deals made by members of his own Order, and the weight of responsibility he was expected to carry. The music from the festival had begun to seep back into his awareness, the distant laughter and cheers a stark contrast to the gravity of Lyra's words. Althea shifted restlessly, her eyes darting towards the alleyway entrance as if sensing escape was within reach. Kale's grip on his pouch tightened further, the weight of the silver tokens a reminder that the stakes were higher than he'd initially thought. What kind of power? He pressed, his voice firm but measured, as Lyra's gaze met his. Althea took a hesitant step forward, her hands extended in a pleading gesture. I think they're trying to break through the veil, she said, the word barely audible over the rising din from the festival. Lyra's eyes narrowed, as if weighing the consequences of revealing more. Kale's mind struggled to grasp the concept of veil between worlds or planes, and Althea's connection to it. He reached out, his hand closing around Althea's wrist in a gentle grasp. Let's get you out of here, he said, his voice softening, yet with an undercurrent of urgency. The alleyway seemed to darken further, the shadows deepening as Lyra fell into step behind them. I can't protect her from everything, she said, her voice low and laced with a hint of warning. Kale's eyes met hers, searching for any sign of hidden motives or allegiances. Althea stumbled, her hand slipping from his grasp, and he instinctively caught her by the elbow, his senses on high alert. As they moved through the winding alleys, the crowd's din grew louder until they emerged onto a main thoroughfare. The music and laughter swirled around them like a vortex, but Kale's focus remained fixed on Althea, her fragile form, her haunted eyes, and the unspoken fears that trailed behind her like a shadow. They navigated through the crowd with an almost invisible Lyra, as if she'd vanished into the shadows once more. The night air clung to them like a damp shroud, heavy with the scent of wet earth and decay. Kale guided Althea through the crowded streets, her hand in his, their steps weaving between market stalls and makeshift stages. He spotted a symbol etched into the wall of a nearby building, an arcane glyph that sent a shiver down his spine, as Lyra's words echoed in his mind, entities beyond our ken. The meaning behind Althea's gifts and the Order's other hand hung like a dark precipice ahead, waiting to be crossed. The festival's main stage beckoned in the distance, a sea of masked faces and dancing torches that seemed to pulse with an undercurrent of excitement. Kale felt a shiver run down his spine as Althea stumbled against him, her eyes locked on something in the crowd. A figure stood amidst the throng, their features obscured by a hood Aaron Valen, his eyes fixed intently on Althea. Kale's grip on Althea's hand tightened, his eyes scanning the crowd for any sign of danger. Lyra fell into step beside him, her expression a mask of calm, but her eyes flicking towards Aaron with an air of wariness. The music and laughter swelled around them, the night air alive with the scent of roasting meat and spiced wine. Kale's senses were on high alert as he pushed through the crowd, Althea stumbling against him in her haste to reach Aaron. As they drew closer, Kale could see that Aaron's eyes were fixed intently on Althea, his features twisted into a mix of concern and curiosity. The hood cast a dark shadow over his face, making it impossible to read his expression, but his gaze seemed to hold a deep sadness. Aaron? Althea's voice was barely audible above the din of the festival, but Kale's grip on her hand tightened in warning. Althea, what are you doing here? Aaron's voice cut through the music, a low, measured tone that sent a shiver down Kale's spine. He could sense the undercurrents in Aaron's words, a mix of relief and wariness, like he was navigating treacherous waters. Althea tugged against Kale's grasp, her eyes fixed intently on Aaron as if drawn to him by an unseen thread. Kale's eyes narrowed, his grip on Althea's hand firming as he sized up the situation. What was Aaron doing here? And why did Althea seem to trust him so readily? He glanced at Lyra, who stood silent and watchful beside him, her eyes never leaving Aaron's face. There was something in her expression that made Kale wonder if she knew more about Aaron than he suspected. Aaron took a step closer, his hands rising as if to reach out to Althea, but then hesitated. "You're changed," he said, his voice barely above a whisper, as if afraid of startling her. Althea's eyes fluttered closed, and for a moment Kale thought she might collapse against him, but instead she took a step forward, into Aaron's waiting arms. The crowd seemed to part around them, the music and laughter receding into the background as the three of them stood locked in a moment of silent understanding. Kale's mind reeled with questions: what had happened between Althea and Aaron? And what did it have to do with the Order's other hand? He watched, transfixed, as Aaron's arms wrapped around Althea, holding her close as if trying to shield her from some unseen danger. Lyra stepped closer, her eyes never leaving Aaron's face, a small, enigmatic smile playing on her lips. The crowd seemed to be closing in around them now, the night air heavy with unspoken tensions and undercurrents. Kale felt a shiver run down his spine as he realized that they were not alone. There were others watching from the shadows, their faces hidden behind masks or hoods. His hand instinctively tightened on Althea's, pulling her back from Aaron's grasp. "I think we should get out of here," Kale said, his voice low and urgent, as he scanned the crowd for any sign of danger. The music seemed to be growing louder, the notes swirling around them like a vortex, drawing in everything it touched. Althea stumbled against him, her eyes wide with fear, as if she sensed the danger lurking just out of sight. "Let's go," Lyra said, her voice barely audible above the din, but with an undercurrent of warning that made Kale's grip on Althea's hand tighten further. As they turned to push through the crowd, he caught a glimpse of a figure watching from the shadows, a hooded face with eyes that seemed to gleam like stars in the night. They pushed through the crowd, their movements fluid and practiced, as if they'd navigated these streets countless times before. Kale's eyes remained fixed on the figure in the shadows, his mind racing with possibilities. Who was this person, and what did they want with Althea? The music and laughter seemed to swirl around them like a living thing, but he sensed a growing unease beneath the surface, as if the crowd was waiting for something to happen. As they emerged from the crowded thoroughfare, Lyra's hand grasped his arm, her fingers digging deep into his sleeve. "We need to lose them," she said, her voice slow and urgent, but her eyes never leaving Aaron's retreating figure. Kale's grip on Althea's hand tightened as he steered her through the winding alleys, the night air thick with the scent of wet earth and decay. The city seemed to blur around them, a maze of shadows and half-seen figures. Kale's senses were on high alert, his ears straining for any sound that might indicate they'd lost their tail. Althea stumbled against him, her eyes wide with fear, but he held her close, his grip firm, as they navigated the narrow alleys. The city seemed to be closing in around them, its secrets and lies waiting to pounce. They emerged onto a narrow quay, the sound of lapping water and creaking wooden pilings a stark contrast to the chaos of the festival. Lyra dropped back, her eyes scanning the rooftops as Kale pulled Althea into the shadows. The city's walls loomed above them, casting long fingers of darkness across the cobblestones. He glanced around, his mind racing with possibilities. Where could they hide? And for how long? The water seemed to lull the city into a false sense of calm, its secrets and lies waiting to unfold like a dark bloom. Kale's grip on Althea's hand tightened as he pulled her deeper into the shadows, the city's darkness closing in around them like a shroud. He sensed Lyra's presence behind him, her eyes fixed intently on the rooftops, as if searching for something or someone. The sound of oars striking water echoed across the quay, growing louder with each passing moment. A small boat pulled into the shadows, its occupant casting a long, hooded shadow on the wall. Kale's instincts screamed warning, his grip on Althea's hand tightening as he recognized the figure Aaron Valen, his eyes fixed intently on them from beneath the hood. Aaron's eyes locked onto theirs, his gaze like a challenge, as if daring them to try and escape. Kale's hand instinctively went to his dagger, his mind racing with possibilities had they been ambushed. And by whom? The city seemed to hold its breath, the sound of lapping water and creaking wooden pilings hanging in the air like a held note. The boat drifted closer, its occupant regarding them with an unreadable expression. Althea stumbled against Kale, her eyes wide with fear, but he held her close, his grip firm as they watched Aaron's approach. The city's walls seemed to loom over them, casting long shadows across the cobblestones that stretched out like skeletal fingers. Aaron brought the boat to a stop beside the quay, the sound of oars dipping into the water echoing through the night air. He cast off the rope and stepped onto the landing, his movements fluid and economical as he approached them. His eyes never left theirs, his gaze burning with an intensity that made Kale's skin prickle with unease. "What do you want?" Lyra said, her voice low and even, but with a hint of warning that made Aaron's head cock to one side. The city seemed to be holding its breath, the sound of the night air itself tense and expectant, as if waiting for some unseen trigger to release it. Aaron's eyes flicked to Lyra, then back to Kale, his expression unreadable beneath the hood. "I need to speak with Althea," he said, his voice low and even, but with a current of tension that made Kale's instincts twitch. The city seemed to be closing in around them, its secrets and lies waiting to spill out like a poison tide. "The loan." Kale's grip on Althea's hand tightened, his eyes narrowing as he regarded Aaron warily. What did this man want with Althea? And what had happened between them that made him so willing to risk exposure in the city's narrow alleys? He glanced at Lyra, who stood silent and watchful beside him, her eyes never leaving Aaron's face. For a moment, they seemed suspended, locked in a moment of unspoken understanding, as if waiting for some unseen force to break the tension. Then, with a fluid motion, Aaron reached out and grasped Althea's arm, his fingers closing around it like a vice. Kale's instinctive reaction was to pull her back, but Aaron's grip was too strong, and he found himself facing the hard edge of a blade pressed against Althea's throat. "Let him take her," Lyra said, her voice low and even, as if discussing a routine transaction rather than a desperate bid for safety. Kale's eyes flicked to hers, but she just shook her head, her expression unreadable. "This is about more than just you or me," she said, her words directed at Aaron. Aaron's gaze never wavered from Althea's face, his eyes burning with an intensity that made Kale's skin prickle with unease. The city seemed to be closing in around them, its secrets and lies waiting to spill out like a dark tide. And in the midst of it all, Aaron held Althea hostage, his blade pressed against her throat like a promise of death. "You have something I want," Aaron said, his voice low and even, but with a current of tension that made Kale's instincts twitch. "And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get it."